Hi, I'm Toby Larson, pastor of Celebration Church. The Bible tells us that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Now, if you're honest with yourself, you're acutely aware of your weaknesses. But also, if you're like me, you may be appallingly unaware of God's strength in your life. It's great to be aware of our weaknesses, but it's even greater to have our eyes opened to see the greatness of Him who's at work within us with all of the power that was revealed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. King David in the Old Testament, at the end of his life, he wrote a song looking back at the whole of his time here, sort of a last will and testament, Psalm 22. He knew his weaknesses, but more, he knew God's strength. And looking over his life, he saw a God at work who was a God of deliverance. He writes, "He who delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." Saul, of course, was the king before him, and he became David's parade example of an enemy, because he was his first. He became a paradigm for all of the other deliverances that God gave to him. Now, after being rescued from this guy who wanted to kill him, David learned the absolutely indispensable lesson for anyone walking by faith, to believe in a God who does not just help those who help themselves, to believe in a God who is not one who has no hands, but ours to do his bidding. David learned to believe in a God with omnipotent power, infinite resourcefulness to deal with every situation in his life. He says, "God rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me," unnamed enemies. So fill in your own enemies, fill in the blank, make Psalm 18 your psalm. And remember, God is saying to you that he has infinite resources to help you in any situation. Now that's something to celebrate.
On Life FM, you've just heard Pastor Toby Larson of Celebration Church meeting at 6052 Plank Road in Fredericksburg, online at celebrationchurchva.org.